Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. Thanks for being with us here on a Tuesday in Detroit. Feedback coming in. Doug, did you try calling a Starbucks and asking? I did not. Karsh is legit a suburban soccer mom.
Doug, you're basic, man.
Yeah.
But you don't care.
No, I don't.
You don't care, man.
Nope.
You
do. If I cared, okay.
Yeah, no, you would be totally different.
First of all, I probably wouldn't admit all the stuff I admit on the air.
Right.
Secondly, I would go home depressed every night. I checked my Starbucks app. It says pumpkin spice lattes are available at multiple locations on my app. It must be a flaw in your app. That's from Ted Downriver. Mike says I can order my pumpkin spice latte in Lansing. Doug, you be you, man. If you love pumpkin spice lattes, good for you.
You go, girl. You go, girl.
It's to the point where I absolutely lean into it. Like, what the hell? I where I am in my career and, you know, working really hard to be the best husband and father I can be, and I get in here and get beat up every day.
Live your truth, man. You know, this is your life.
That's right.
Who cares what anyone else thinks?
I'm not gonna lie.
You like candles? You like pumpkin spice?
Well, Gator really likes candles.
Yeah, he does.
He really likes the, you know, he admitted he went out and got a pumpkin candle, and he looks forward to the pumpkin brews that come out.
You both love candles.
Yeah, I'm not quite as stoked as he is, but nonetheless, you're right. Everybody, you do you. Marlon writes in, Josh Reynolds will always be more valuable to the Lions than to any other team he plays for. The Lions shouldn't be desperate to fill their fourth or fifth wide receiver position unless they suddenly have a bunch of injuries. I would prefer a bigger wide receiver or a guy that can jump out of the building, but it's not a necessity to win. That's from Marlon. And it does feel a little bit like they are going into the season without a real safety net. It's going to be fascinating to see if Isaiah Williams does anything against first team defenses. Right? I mean, is he going to be able to get the job done when we go live?
I mean, here's another guy when we go live is going to be able to get the job done or not. Jameson Williams. Mm-hmm. And I bring that up, and you know me, I love J-Mo. I never gave up on him through everything. I thought that he could be a real asset for this team. Just take the top off the defense, be something, a home run hitter for the offense, right?
Yep.
With that being said, though, he's never played a full year healthy for this team, number one. Number two, he's never been a hands guy. The coaching staff has even admitted this. Like, when he comes in and drops a pass, because it's going to happen, people are going to be like, well, that's something Josh Reynolds would have caught for a first down, right? I think, you know, like, he's never been an elite hands guy. He's not an Amon-Ra St. Brown. And Josh Reynolds, even until that last game, basically, you could count on them to catch the ball almost every time.
Kang, we have a whoa.
Oh!
I don't think this is a huh. I think this is a whoa.
I'm ready, man.
Ian Rappaport, source, the Lions are releasing quarterback Nate Sudfeld, who spent plenty of time as the number two quarterback. Now it appears it's Hendon Hooker who has won the job. Sudfeld has impressed plenty in practice without a ton of game reps and will find his way into a practice squad at the least.
So this wouldn't have been a whoa had we not, I mean, the way they were talking about Sudfeld, he didn't even play the last preseason game. Maybe, okay, so what they did clearly the last preseason game was to make sure Hendon Hooker was ready. That's why they gave him all those reps, almost the entire game, right? No, seriously. Like, yes. We know what we have in Sudfeld. We know exactly what we have in you. Stay here.
I was just thinking back to what I said yesterday about this, and apparently We reached it yesterday. The tipping point. I said at some point we're going to reach a tipping point where Hendon Hooker, they deem him good enough to be their number two quarterback. And that tipping point apparently was either Sunday or Monday. Because here on Tuesday morning, according to Ian Rappaport, the Lions are releasing Nate Sudfeld. Whoa.
That leaves an open spot for a defensive lineman, a cornerback, you know?
It does.
A wide receiver. I think Isaiah Williams has a much better shot of making the team now.
I mean, right now, Isaac Ukwu is like, oh, yeah, I might make it.
Yes.
Or they've identified a player that they are going to pick up off the waiver wire.
Like, to replace Sudfeld? Like another quarterback, you mean? Bailey Zappe is available.
Yeah, no, I would think it's a wide receiver.
Okay.
Do they want Isaiah Hudgens? Do they want Tim Patrick?
Sure. Allen Robinson.
Do they have another deal in place? I think this is really interesting. And you're right. The reason why this is a woe was Dan Campbell's, what he had to say about him last week.
Going into that last preseason game, he said Nate Sudfeld had the upper hand, right?
Yes, he said it last week.
Yeah.
So here's the thing about it. Now, you can look at this a variety of ways. I know how this works. Some people say Dan Campbell was lying. I don't think that's the case. I think they were so impressed with Nate Sudfeld on Sunday. I came away impressed with Nate Sudfeld on Sunday. I didn't think he was perfect. But it's Hendon Hooker. You are the backup quarterback in Detroit. According to Ian Rappaport, Nate Sudfeld will be released. I'm not even going to ask this question because typically we do this under these circumstances. I just don't think it applies here. Typically we would say, is there going to be any ruining?
Dude, good luck. Unless... Nate Sudfeld's family's listening. Yeah, no one's calling in, man.
I feel bad because Nate Sudfeld came in and he did his best and he was a part of the team and he was clearly a confidant and a sounding board for Jared Goff. All these things that they really liked about him. Mark Brunell liked about him. I don't want to trash the guy. But I don't know that we literally got one call saying, no, I think Nate Sudfeld, I think they're fine. I think some people accepted that he might be ahead of Hendon Hooker and that might have been the case. I think Sunday might have been the tipping point.
I was going to tweet out one day, is there anyone, this was like, you know, no sarcasm intended, is there anyone that thinks Sudfeld, you know, should be the second quarterback? Like, who are the Sudfeld supporters?
Yep.
Because we never got that text. In fact, Doug, after the last preseason game, we got more support for Jake Fromm
yep.
than Nate Sudfeld.
Who hasn't been cut yet.
Okay. Don't get carried away. That would be a whoa.
Well, this is enough of a woe. Yeah. That would be another woe.
So you think it's not to go get Bailey Zappe or Mike White or a quarterback that's been, you know.
Trade for. Yeah.
But this is more like a get a receiver or open up a spot for Hudgens.
God, why am I blanking? Who's Gators guy? The kid that was with the Jets that was a
disaster. Zach Wilson?
Zach Wilson. Go get Zach Wilson. No, I don't think it's any of that. I think they're going to either put Nate Sudfeld or Jake Fromm on the practice squad.
Well, probably Sudfeld if he gets through.
Mm-hmm. And look, I mean, Rappaport speculated immediately that he will end up on someone's practice squad. But that I did not see coming that fast. Hold on, let me be correct. I saw it coming. I talked about it yesterday. I said there'd be a tipping point. I just was way off on when that tipping point would come. So there you go. Hendon Hooker. Did enough Sunday. He's the backup quarterback in Detroit. 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, a big news there. I'm going to cross a name out. We now have, remember I said there were 15 obvious cuts?
You didn't have Sudfeld as an obvious cut.
There are still 15 obvious cuts. I did not put this in the obvious cut camp. But I'm working my way through the roster. Cross that name off. Hendon Hooker's your number two quarterback, Detroit. How do you feel about it? 248-539-9797. I'm excited because I liked a lot of what that kid showed on Sunday or Saturday. Said as much yesterday. He had a couple of throws where I was really impressed. Like the running thing, it feels like that, you know, he doesn't look slowed at all physically or mentally for that matter by the knee injury. Really comfortable moving around the field. Probably needs to work on sliding. He did take another big hit this past weekend. But the quarterback in the incubator is already the number two. And good for him. Good for him. And I think good for us.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Because that means they don't have to keep a third quarterback. They can make themselves better somewhere else. It's so funny when your football team is good and you're really straining over the last few spots on the roster, which is what we're doing.
You're absolutely right, Doug. That keeping three quarterbacks, really, like if you're trying to get to the next step, you need that spot. You know, I don't care who it's for, but if you're solidified with Hendon Hooker as your backup, you feel confident. He's shown enough. He still has a ceiling, by the way, right?
Yep.
Yeah, go use that roster spot and someone else who can help this team get to the Super Bowl, man.
248-539-9797. Tom, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're good, thank you.
Hey, I'm just wondering if I might be seeing this wrong, but I for sure don't want to put the ball in Hooker's hands to look like lead us, for four or five games or something like that while Goff is out. But if I watch him in the preseason, I watch his mobility. I just wonder, do you guys think he could be like a Taysom Hill where you bring him in like on a 3rd and 7 periodically and just use his mobility to help you get a big first down or something like that? You know, whereas I don't know if Sudfeld or Fromm could do something like that, but what do you guys think about that?
I think if they go into this season with two quarterbacks and are going to have two quarterbacks ready to go on game day, I do not think they will use Hendon Hooker in a role other than to play if Jared Goff is out of the game for one reason or another. I don't think you risk it if you only have the two quarterbacks. If they had Sudfeld, if Sudfeld had won the number two and Hendon Hooker was available on game days, I think that might be more likely. But I could be wrong on this. Kang, do you think they'd use him in a Taysom Hill type role?
No, I mean, he got concussed just being a quarterback. So I don't think, like, you know, that's not an option at all.
Doesn't seem.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Like it. 248-539-9797. We got sidetracked a little bit. We still have some Tiger stuff we want to get to, but that is a bit of a wow. Or a whoa. Nate Sudfeld released. Hendon Hooker's your number two quarterback. 97.1 The Ticket.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.